Today's What Do You Think program is brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
It is 10 minutes past 10 o'clock, and in the studio today we have a couple of guests from the Harbor Beach chapter of Women's Life, Chapter 811. We have Deb Brando. She works here, so basically she came all the way to us from the next office. And with her is Crystal Mosher from Port Huron. She is with the Women's Life National type organization. We're going to be talking about what the program is about and about a special event they've got coming up later this week. Thanks for being with us, ladies.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're happy to be here.
Yes, we are.
Crystal, you came all the way here. Give us just a little bit. What is Women's Life?
Well, Craig, Women's Life is a fraternal organization, and that means that
Shouldn't it be a maternal organization? Just thinking.
In the very beginning, that's a good point. In the very beginning, we were created by a woman to empower specifically women. But that changed in the 1930s, and we invited men into our organization. So today, we are truly a family company. A fraternal organization is an organization that exists to provide services to the public. And the way that we do that is we create chapters. We have a chapter system throughout the nation. We are a national organization. And Debbie is one of the first people in the Thumb area to create a Women's Life chapter. That happened about 3 years ago. And now we have chapters in Reese and Caro, two or three in Bad Axe, and two in Ubley. So Debbie was the forerunner here. We have room for lots more chapters. And we give money back to the communities throughout the nation.
And you're able to have multiple chapters in one town, even the size of Bad Axe or Ubley?
Oh, absolutely.
Is that because unlike other fraternal organizations that have a clubhouse, you basically don't have that infrastructure? It's just basically meeting at somebody's house and getting all your ducks in line?
Yeah, that's very, very true. We don't have clubhouses. We meet in people's homes and in local restaurants.
Oh, well, there you go.
Local spots all over.
Tell us where you meet, Debbie. Where do you generally meet?
Well, we started meeting off at our girls' different houses. And then it just, our group started growing. So now we meet in Ruth at the bar out there. And we have dinner together. We have drinks. And we talk about what we can do for the community. So it's a lot of, the girls bring their ideas to us and we vote on what we want to do to help all these people out.
Farmer's Tavern is where they meet. That's a nice little bar in Ruth.
Yeah.
Good food.
Yeah. Well, it is. And it's just, it's a local place because we got girls coming from the Bad Axe, Ubley, Harbor Beach, and Minden area. So it's right in the middle where everybody can come right into Ruth and meet in one place.
So your chapter is Harbor Beach, but you draw from a little larger area
that. Yeah, because we don't want all these girls driving. You know, it's not fair to drive all the way to Harbor Beach when we can be meeting in the middle. And then we do have different events. We have a social event where we can go out for dinner to somewhere nice, you know, and usually Bad Axe or different local businesses around the area.
Do groups pretty much do their own thing, or do sometimes you get together if there's a really big need and several chapters may work together, or is that a no-no?
No, it's very possible for chapters to work together. As a matter of fact, the Bad Axe chapter that created that wonderful event for Joey Woodkey, it was the end of summer. An event was put on at Ubley Heights by a chapter in Bad Axe. They raised more than $20,000 for Joey Woodkey, who was a soldier in Afghanistan that was seriously injured. That was wonderful, and there were a number of chapters that came together in various aspects. Women's Life will match the fundraising efforts of a chapter, dollar for dollar, up to $500 per project. So at a big event, one chapter could organize the food, another chapter could organize a cash raffle, another chapter could organize a silent auction, and that is done many places throughout the United States.
And that's the beauty of the system, is that you have local chapters and they can see what local needs are and address them.
Absolutely.
Every girl that comes into these chapters, they know of people that are in need. They bring it to the meetings. We talk about it. We talk about what we can do for them. We plan, we organize, and we go to work. But we do contact the family, let them know what we're going to do, and just the best part of it is just the look on their face or their voice tone when you let them know that you're there to help them. And that's just a wonderful feeling.
We kind of think that we are spreading hope. We can help individuals, and we can help 501c3 organizations, and we can help community needs. Women's Life has a whole bushel basket full of benefits that we give every single chapter. Every chapter can access up to $5,000 annually in $500 increments. Every chapter has access to that money. And Debbie's chapter has done a wonderful job accessing money in the 3 years that they've been in operation. There are so many benefits available, actually, that it's challenging for a chapter to access them all. So it would be a benefit for small towns like this to have various chapters. I like to say that if a town can have a bank branch, or two or three or four, it can certainly have one or two or three or four chapters. It only takes 10 people to form a chapter. You can have as many people in it as you want, and we have some chapters that have 40, 50, 60, 300 people. But many of our chapters operate with less than that, maybe 15 to 20 members.
And it's nice to have that money there available because, like Crystal said, we get the matching funds up to $500, and we also have grant money that we can apply for up to $500. For a project, and we have applied for different grants where we can, there was one guy that was really sick and he didn't have much time left, but the environment of his house that he was in, he needed some new things, so we were able to go in there, take care of it and be able to help that family out. There was another mother that had cancer, and she only had so long to live, but her kids were in other states, and she wanted a computer so that she could talk to her children through internet, face-to-face, and see them. And we took that project on. We helped her. So she had 6 months to be able to talk to her kids before she left the world, to left this earth.
That is really sweet. I mean, so you can see how powerful a chapter can be in a local community. Something else that Debbie's chapter did that I thought was incredibly creative is they accessed $500 from Women's Life to create a scrapbook of memories for another
lady in Harbor Beach, another one that had cancer. She had passed away, and we had contacted her husband, got a bunch of pictures, made copies, bought scrapbook supplies. We met at a local place. We designed these scrapbooks, and we gave each one of them to her kids, to her husband, and to her mother, which was a joy, for them to be able to look back and for memories now of their mom.
I think that there are people that would love to do fabulous things for others, but perhaps they don't have the financial resources. So hooking up with a national organization like Women's Life gives you tremendous leverage. There is something really awesome about spending other people's money. And we are encouraging people to spend our money at Women's Life.
It just makes you feel good for what you can do for others out there, because there's such a need out there, and people don't realize that need unless you're right out there in the middle of it. And it gives me a great feeling, and I just have a passion for this kind of a work, to be able to help people in need. That's what I'm about. That's what I like to do.
How are chapters set up? Is there a chapter president? It seems like in this type of a situation, you need somebody in charge. You don't want a dictator, obviously, but you need somebody who's good at taking charge, others good at organizing. So you need the whole gambit of people set up in an organization. Is there a tier system in this, like a president?
Yes, there is. We vote on chapter members. So our president in Chapter 811 is Stephanie Wischlager. We have a web designer, which is Liz
Howison.
She does that. Nikki Wischlager is our vice president. I'm treasurer, which is a lot of paperwork that needs to go in all the time, so it has to be prompt and on time at the end of the month. And then we have girls that, take photos to send in to our web pages, so that, because we get credit for everything that we do.
Do people underestimate themselves, thinking, "Oh, I don't have anything I can do that would help this organization or stuff"? You know, do you find that's really not a problem, that most people who get involved will find some skill, some niche that'll really fit in and be a positive?
There's girls out there that come to our chapters, and I'm sure in a lot of the other chapters, every girl has a talent for something. They just don't realize it until they start talking about it. Other girls can see that. It's like, you know, you're good for this. And
it's a wonderful place for people to really blossom and grow. The impetus for the beginning of our company 119 years ago is that Bina West from Capac, Michigan.
Yes, this all has a local tie way back.
Yeah, she was a very phenomenal woman. In 1892, she was a 25-year-old school teacher from Capac, and she believed that when women came together that they could accomplish more collectively than those individuals could accomplish by themselves. It was her vision to empower women. So when we started 119 years ago, we were a company that was built by women specifically to empower women, but today we have invited men into the organization, mm-hmm. so we really are a family company today. And the basket of benefits that we have works like this. It takes 10 people to form a chapter. The first thing that we do is we give a check for $250. That check comes from Women's Life. We give it to the chapter treasury. Our expectation of the chapter is that they will have elected officers, like you mentioned, Craig, and that they'll meet on a monthly basis and open up a checking account in the name of their chapter. That's the first thing that we do. And we also have another way to earn money, and that's called quarterly activity award dollars. Every time the chapter comes together for a chapter meeting, we will pay the chapter treasury $1.50 a person. And we pay the chapter treasury every time the chapter works to organize and execute a fundraiser or a volunteer service project. And when the chapter gets together just to have fun, it could be dinner and a movie, we pay the chapter treasury $1.50 for everyone that participates in that. So on Saturday, when Debbie's chapter has her wonderful event, Ladies Deer Camp, this will be the third annual, mm-hmm. we will pay the chapter treasury $1.50 for every guest and member that works to organize and execute the event. Not necessarily everyone that comes, but all the people that work together, the vendors, mm-hmm. the members. It's a way that the chapter treasury can balloon, and then the girls in the chapter determine what they do with the quarterly activity award dollars. An active chapter can expect to earn at least $100 a month for their treasury, for operating cost. My chapter has received $500 for a quarterly activity check many times.
You said the girls get together. It's the girls and possibly the guys.
Oh, yeah, the guys, too. Yeah, I tend to speak in the female gender. I really do.
does the name of the organization kind of shy some guys away, maybe?
Well, I suppose that's certainly true, and we do market primarily to women. I think that is very true. But what we find in our chapters is that the men really do love to get involved, and there are lots of co-ed chapters. It's a wonderful social network. It really, really is. Now, Craig, you haven't asked me yet, where does Woman's Life get the money?
Well, I assumed it came from your purse. No?
No, it doesn't.
Where does the money come from?
Well, a fraternal organization is an organization that has its own stream of income, and our stream of income is the sale of life insurance and annuity products. We have been selling life insurance for 119 years. Now, this is a wonderful nugget of Michigan history. Listen to this. Bina West created a life insurance policy for women 119 years ago during a time that women were considered uninsurable. Men would not sell life insurance to women in 1892. So in those days, when a woman wanted insurance, life insurance to protect her family, she had to buy it from Bina. Bina traveled across the United States in a horse-drawn wagon and by train for 10 years from 1892 to 1902 and convinced 100,000 women to join her organization. That is the foundation of our company, and to this day, it is the sale of life insurance and annuities that fuels our finances.
It was like the Johnny Appleseed of women's life insurance. Went across the nation spreading
yes,
it.
I know. It's true. It's amazing. It really is amazing. She recruited 3,400 women her very first year. That's incredible because I have a very similar job to Bina, and believe me, I've never come close to 3,400 in a single year.
Now, when you sell the insurance, you're a nonprofit, which means all of the proceeds, the beyond what you have to pay out and your administrative costs and stuff, that goes back to the organizations then.
To the chapters, to the communities. Yes, you are brilliant. I see why you have this job. I mean, you're really following along. That's good. We are a not-for-profit. We do not pay federal taxes. That is correct. All of the money that we generate through the sale of life insurance and annuities goes into our communities through the local chapter system.
And that's how we get all of our money.
Minus what you have to pay out and such. I mean, obviously, I mean, there's got to be, you can't put the full premium in there because you're paying out to some people eventually.
Well, of course.
You're talking the after-profit of... Anything that would be profit is nonprofit and goes back to the chapters. Am I getting it?
Somewhere
yeah,
close.
We have
My
we
brain's
we
exploding.
Do have you know flushing toilets and air conditioning at the company that I work at. Yeah, so yeah, there's certain operational cost, absolutely.
Yeah. But it's not like it's going into somebody's coffers and nobody's ever going to see it again. It's all the what would be considered profit goes right back into communities, just like Harbor Beach's chapter gets
yes.
money and all the others.
A fraternal organization is a not-for-profit mutual aid organization. So the key is benefit. The key word is benefits. There are benefits for the members, whether they are benefits that are received in local communities or benefits that are received through the insurance, death benefits, that sort of thing. The key is benefits.
And you were mentioning before the program, there used to be a whole lot more fraternal organizations out there, and the numbers have really diminished in the last century or so.
That's true. In the 1800s and early 1900s, there were thousands of fraternal agencies throughout the United States. Thousands. Fraternalism was very, very popular because in those days, the only way that a person in crisis could get help was to go to a fraternal organization. But as the government created agencies to help people in times of need, fraternalism in the United States began to shrink. So we went from thousands of mutual aid organizations, fraternal benefit societies, to less than 100. And Woman's Life is very proud to be one of the less than 100 fraternal organizations in America.
Were many of those more regional? Because we weren't really as capable of cross-country travel and picking up a cell phone and calling somebody halfway around the planet in those days. Did they tend to be a little more regional? And we had maybe some from the Midwest and some in the East and some in the West?
Well...
Or did it nationally have to be a fraternal organization?
I'm not an expert on that,
okay.
So I'm not certain how to answer the question, but I've looked up a little bit about fraternals on the Internet, and what I noticed is that many fraternals in the past were connected to religious denominations.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the Knights of Columbus is a fraternal organization. It's a Catholic organization. Thrivent is connected to the Lutheran Church. That's a fraternal organization. So... Many fraternals have been connected to religious organizations or nationalities. There are a number of Polish fraternals or Hungarian fraternal organizations, and there are some that are connected to genders. And initially, we were connected to a gender, but we no longer are. And a gender, that means male or female, Craig.
Oh, I'll write that down. Thanks. We're going to be back, and we're going to talk about the event the Harbor Beach chapter has coming up in just about 60 seconds.
When you're looking for something important to your health and well-being like Blue Cross Blue Shield health insurance for yourself or your employees, are you willing to put your trust into someone on the other end of an 800 phone number? Or what about that click of a mouse? Are you willing to trust these people that you don't even know? Here's a much better idea. Contact one of your Huron County Farm Bureau insurance agents. They grew up in your neighborhood, you share the same zip codes, they probably even know your family. These are the people you should put your trust in. When you're insured through one of your Huron County Farm Bureau insurance agents, you can rest easy knowing that they'll be there today, tomorrow, and always to answer questions and make adjustments as families grow and your needs change. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Contact one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents. Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer or Deb McBride in Elkton, Deb Croswick in Unionville, Casey Yan in Harbor Beach or Ubley, or Tim Fritz in Bad Axe.
We are back, and our guests in the studio are Deb Brando and Crystal Mosher. We're talking about the group Women's Life. There's chapters all over the thumb, all over the country, and in Harbor Beach, Deb is a member. Mm-hmm. She works here at WLAW, and they have an event coming up on the 12th, I believe it is, and we wanted to let people know about the Women's Life chapter number 811's Ladies Deer Camp.
Yes, this Saturday, November 12th, from 1 to 4, we are having our third annual Ladies Deer Camp. And this year, all proceeds will benefit the Harbor Beach Port Hope United Methodist Food Pantry, the Ministerial Association. We serve anywhere from 40 to 60 families a month and from the surrounding areas. And so this event coming up will benefit that. We have over 20-some vendors coming in to participate that day and sell their items, where they will give us a percentage of their sales for the day. We have raffle gifts that will that people will be able to buy raffle tickets for. It costs $1 to enter, or if they bring a can of food or something for the pantry, they will get tickets to be able to put towards some of these prizes that we have lined up for them. Women's Life will provide food that day, refreshments, and so it's just going to be a fun day for women and men. So if you're men, if you're out there looking for something for your special lady, come on over because we can help you out with it. It's just going to be a lot of fun. And we have all kinds of vendors coming in. Tupperware, Mary Kay, assorted items from the flower farm, kitchen items, photo ornaments, which are ornaments that you bring a picture that day and we will have it put into an ornament for you, a clear ornament to be able to put on your tree. So if you have a special person in your life that you would like to have an ornament, bring that picture. I have a niece that...
It should be a picture you're willing to sacrifice because it's going to become part of the ornament, or do they take a copy of it?
We do a copy of it.
Because people need to know if they're going to take
you will get your
treasure
picture, back.
Picture that, you know, they're going to get it back or not.
You will get your picture back,
good.
Yes. And then we have a lady that will be making snowmen, and they're unique. But I can't tell you. You have to come and see for yourself.
But it's not going to be real snow because we're not going to have that this weekend, are we?
Let's not talk about snow yet.
Okay.
We have a lady that's making homemade pies, and she's had them at the other two events, and they're just delicious. So I got to make sure I get to her table first. We have 31 gifts, a lady that does 31 gifts. We also have Susie Eisler from the HCHD office coming in and talking about Huron County benefits for families out there that they're not aware of, so the extra stuff that people can learn about.
Nice.
We have Pampered Chef, Party Light. We have alpaca items coming in, Tasteful Simple, engraving, Gypsy Soul Jewelry, scrapbooking stuff, Aunt Lizzie's Creations. We just have feather extensions. We just have a lot of stuff coming in. A lot of things that people can start shopping for Christmas for.
And the proceeds go back, and it's going to generally, except for what they bring in at the door, is going to be cash that you can use at the food pantry to get the items you need that normally doesn't maybe get donated, or more perishable stuff you need right at that instant that mm-hmm. isn't going to sit on the shelf very long before it's not usable.
Yeah, all proceeds from that. That day, even the money that's coming in at the door, all proceeds will go to the food pantry. We don't keep anything for our chapter at all. There is food pantries out there that are in need. We usually get grant money, but it didn't come through all this year. We barely got very little about a week ago. So there is pantries all over the thumb that need help, and we try to hold our ground for our pantry. I know the Kindy pantry right now is really hurting. So, you know, people in that area up there, if they can help out the Kindy pantry, and they can contact Bob Nickel at 989-245-0708. Contact him. But they are in need of a lot of your fruits, your breakfast items, noodles, spaghetti, vegetables, some personal items that we do offer people when, you know, they're in need of it and stuff like that.
And this is an important thing to remember this time of year. A lot of people are starting to plan for their big Thanksgiving dinner, and there's a lot of people out there who are just scrambling to have a dinner.
They are. There's a lot of people that come in, and being laity myself in the church, I talk to a lot of these families, and there is families that just are so embarrassed to come in, but they need to provide for their family. So they will come in. I get a chance to talk with them and help them in ways, you know, besides food. And it's just unreal, the people that come in, and they do need it. There is some paperwork that they do need to fill out. So, you know, but all that information stays there. It doesn't go out. So people coming in, whatever they provide, you know, talk to me about, stays with me. It doesn't get, you know, spread around. And you have to have that trust, you know, so that they come.
I don't want to hit you with something, you know, weren't prepared for, but is there like a clearinghouse or a website people can go to and find out where food pantries are? Is there like a place you can do that? I mean, you know, you've got one in Harbor Beach, and I'm sure you know connections to all the others
there,
around.
Yeah, I do.
You know, if say you were in Seaboyne listening to this, how would you find that out? Is there?
They could call the churches. The churches usually have the list of where people can go. We have it in Harbor Beach. Kindy has one. Bad Axe, Ubley, and then there's other ones all over. And we meet quarterly here in Bad Axe. All of the food pantry members come together. And the food pantries are, the workers are all volunteer. We don't get paid for this. It's just a passion of people that love to do this stuff.
And this is a classic example of you're not getting a benefit from big government. This is like the old-fashioned neighbor helping neighbor, people in your own community helping others who are a little less fortunate. Because of the grace of God, it's not them.
Oh, by all means. The community has been a big support. When there's a need out there, they're there. And my phone has just been nothing but ringing for people that want to help in different ways. Mauer Meatpacking over in Ubley, they are a big supporter for meat for us when we are in need of it. I mean, we do buy meat from them, but then when farmers come in that they have a down animal, or, you know, the deer hunters are out there hunting, they, you know, will bring their stuff in and tell Mowers that, you know, wherever they want to take it. So the girls usually call me, and I just received some from them not too long ago, which was just a big surprise. So it's the community's just pulled together, and different since I took over with the food pantry. Reverend Paula was, you know, handling a lot of it, but pastors moved, so I kind of got everything dropped into my lap. So I've been learning a lot of things out there, and the possibilities of what we can get is just unreal when you ask for them. But if you don't ask, you don't receive, and so you have to ask. And so this is Saturday is what it's about, is to help benefit the food pantry. And if there's ways that we can help other pantries around, that's just what I'm going to do, is to help people. The community is just full, and it's like a plague out there all around the world. There may be families that have a lot of stuff, but then you have other families that, unless you don't know them, you don't, you know, they're fighting to hang on to what they have.
Explain to the listeners how money is actually going to be generated on Saturday. And if there are vendors that haven't signed up, Debbie, do you still have room for more vendors?
Oh, yeah, we have room. And the vendors that are coming in, they will give us, they sell their products. We get 15% of their sales for that day. We asked for a $10 table donation, which they get back, you know, when they show. So when they give us 15%, that $10 donation, some of that 15% will come off of that. So if they want to give us more, that's their choice. I do have room for more vendors if you are, you know, interested, or if you're out there, someone out there that wants to be a part of it. They can call my cell phone at 989-670-8639.
And her cell phone's on vibrate, so it's not going to ring in her pocket right
now.
No,
it's on my desk right now.
Just in case somebody was going to try that.
And it's $1 for everyone to come in.
It's $1 to come in if you don't have something for the pantry. But if you bring an item for the pantry, you get in free. The first Dear Ladies Deer Camp we had benefited a little 5-year-old girl that had leukemia. And it was a great, great day. We raised a lot of money. Our second one that we did last year was for breast cancer, which we did really good for the Pink Fund. And now this year it benefits the food pantry.
And I can't express enough. Bring something you would eat yourself, not cans of lima beans.
And nothing outdated. We do not take outdated food for our pantry. It's a state law that we can't have that in. I mean, we do get items in that are, but we put them out on a table and just tell the people, you know, things, you know, even though they say they're expired, they're still a little good for so long. So we just let the families take from the table and just clear it out. And we just tell them if they open it, don't smell good, throw it out, you know. So, but yeah, so Saturday, you know, you're out there looking for a place to go. I know there's many events on Saturday happening, but we'd really love to have you come. And if you are a vendor and you are interested in being part of this group to help out for the day, sell your items, make a little profit for yourself, but also giving to the food pantry, you can definitely call my number, and that's 989-670-8639.
And this is just one of the events you hold throughout the year.
Oh,
you
yes.
do a lot of other things. All these things take so much planning, but you've got other things always in the works.
We always have. We from January 1st right to December 31st, we have something going on every month to benefit some family out there or some organization. We are out there, and our president, Stephanie Wischlager, she's also available. I don't have her number on me right now. That's pretty bad, but but you know, my number's there, and if you do need to get a hold of her, oh, I do have it. It's Stephanie's number. Our president is 810-941-2942, and she's also available to contact.
I just want to reiterate that when women come on Saturday and do Christmas shopping, all of the money that is generated, Woman's Life will match the first $500. So when you pay $1 to get in, if you don't bring canned food, that's actually $2, because Woman's Life matches the first $500. So it's a good feeling to know that when you're buying gifts for people that you love, you're also helping people.
It will be a great day. With Women's Life, we provide food for the vendors, for ladies and men that are coming into shop. So we'll have a lot of tasteful little treats there that day also. So as you shop, you can walk around and you can have little munchies, or you can shop first, come on back, sit at a table, and enjoy the afternoon with whoever you come with. It'll just be a great day out. It's been great the last two times, so we're hoping this one turns out really good too for us.
It's at the Community House Gym in Harbor Beach from 1 to 4 this coming Saturday, Ladies Deer Camp. And you can find out more about Woman's Life when you come, because we'll have a Woman's Life table, and maybe you'd like to get involved with the Harbor Beach chapter. That would be lovely. Debbie and her friends are always looking for more members, and the more the merrier.
And we don't pressure anybody. It's your choice. We just want everybody to come, have a good time. If you want to learn something, you can come to our meetings. No strings attached. If you decide it's not for you, well, you know, we just love having you there.
Does Women's Life have a website you can go to where you might find out where all the chapters are, who to contact? If you're not in Harbor Beach, would be contacting Deb, but, you know, other parts that are in our listening area that you could get information as to either the chapters around if you want to join or to start your own?
Yes, we do have a wonderful website. It is womanslife.org, and I want to emphasize that we spell woman's with an A. It is singular possessive, W-O-M-A-N-S. It's womanslife.org. That's our website, and please call me, 810-488-2679. That's 810-488-2679. And we have a gal in this area, Carmen Messing, that is a chapter development specialist as well. Carmen Messing is married to Terry Messing. Probably everybody knows who Carmen and Terry are because I know Terry is a coach. It's Curly and Judy's daughter-in-law, Barb Rogenbach's daughter. So I don't know Carmen's telephone number by heart, but you can call Carmen Messing also in this area. And we would love to tell you more about Woman's Life.
Woman's Life, our cause through January 1st, 2011, through December 31st of 2014, our national cause is answering the call to homelessness and hunger in America. So, you know, if everyone could come out or just join us on Saturday, November 12th from 1 to 4 at the Harbor Beach Community House Gym, and just be part of a national cause that we like to be a part of. And we just love to have you.
Oh, terrific. Yeah. And again, the event is this Saturday. Mark it on your calendar. 1 until 4 p.m. where?
At the Harbor Beach Community House Gym from 1 to 4. And it's just a great cause. And there's just a lot to benefit people. And I just have to say a big thank you to my husband, Al, because he's just a part of it, even though he may grumble at times, but him and his friends will go out and pick up things when I need it. So he's been a big supporter behind me.
Any last words as we get ready to wrap things up?
No, just hope everyone comes out. And if you would like to be a vendor, just give me a call, 989-670-8639, because I'd love to have you there and just have a wonderful day with friends and families.
Just to let you know how active our Women's Life chapters are in this area, I want to mention a few other events that are coming up.
Okay.
There's a chapter, Michigan chapter number 877 in Cass City, will hold a bake sale at the VIP Salon on November 26th. And in the Bad Axe and Ubley area, Women's Life chapter 859, they are hosting a pop and bottle drive on November 28th. There's a chapter in Helena, Michigan that we're mentioning for the first time, and they will be making fleece blankets for children and adults to donate to Emmaus House. That's happening on November 30th. There's a chapter in Bad Axe, Michigan chapter 869. They are using grant money to purchase fleece material and make blankets. Also, they will benefit parents and the homeless served by Huron Medical Care. And there are so many wonderful things happening. Michigan Chapter 875 in Bad Axe is having a can and bottle drive. Women's Life Chapter 813 in Ubley is having a walking taco lunch on December 7th at the Behavioral... At a place in Bad Axe.
Behavioral Health?
Someplace, yes. And Michigan Chapter 852 is having a quarter mania at their business meeting on December 12th. Debbie's chapter is having a business meeting on December 12th as well. We're having a dual event where we're celebrating Stephanie Wischlager, our president's wedding. She'll be in Jamaica.
She'll be married, and we'll be back here celebrating for her.
Yes, yeah. So they're so committed. They're having a chapter meeting also, and we're having something called Feather Your Nest at Farmer's Tavern in Ruth. You know, that is such a fabulous place, Farmer's Tavern. Have you ever been there, Craig? Anyway, we're doing something called Feather Your Nest, and that's happening at 6 o'clock on Monday, December 12th, and Women's Life is providing some finger food for that event. We'll be talking about our financial products that night as well. Our chapter insurance specialist, Diane Bador, will be joining us, and we'll do a wonderful financial presentation that's fun and educational.
A lot of things happening.
There is. It's just a great group of women that like to get together and just have a great time to help their community and the needs out there.
I thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you so much for having us.
Our guests today on the program have been Crystal Mosher from Port Huron with the organization and our local chapter representative, Deb Brando. She's treasurer of the Harbor Beach Women's Life chapter number, I got it right here,
811.
And we've been talking about their upcoming Ladies Deer Camp. That's this Saturday, 1 till 4 p.m., Harbor Beach Community House Gym. Bring a can of food along for the food pantry or a buck to get in and enjoy everything they have inside. Coming up at 11 o'clock, we'll clue you in on all the latest in the news here at WLEW.
Today's What Do You Think program was brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents. Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.